Hello, it's episode 73, and it's me, Chapeau Claudette from Life is a Hat Party. I had an extraordinary 24 hours, and I thought I would like to share it, and since I'm such a social media butterfly, I was kind of debating which platform I should share it on. Should I do a Periscope audio or should I do a Periscope video, because I'm doing a advent calendar present thing of dinosaurs for my grandson, and that would be quite cool to explain and do that. But at the same time, I'm preparing for my long-awaited hat course, online hat course. It's not going to be really a hat course. It's going to be a mindset course it's called Millinery Mindset, or it's called ABC, Handmade by Me, which means anyone who really likes to make things by hand will get a lot from it. I'm really excited about it, you know, and there's so much, I feel, magic in the world that I have experienced, I would say, in the last 2 weeks. Hey, let's say in the last Mercury retrograde period. If you don't know, I'm also known as Claudette, and I am the podcaster for the podcast, my oldest podcast, over 200 episodes. It's called Where the Heavenly Bodies Are, and that's a weekly podcast. And there's so much happened, but I just have to share this that happened in the last 24 hours, because even I... even I was shocked by it. And I was sitting here thinking, first of all, I miss my mother. And that's one of the reasons I decided to share it on this platform, because this is the podcast where, if you had followed it, you would have heard me and my mother singing Christmas songs coming up to a year ago. You would have heard me being a bit exasperated at her dementia. You would have heard me, well, it was mostly about the journey of being her carer and trying to, you know, keep my business, my profession going, and my sanity, really. You know, and to help, it really helped me cope with, you know, the kind of feelings that a carer goes through. And I want to thank each and every one of you who listen, but even more so, I like to thank those who called in and had such kind words to say, and who, yeah, kept me going, and yeah, made it a lot easier. So I want to say hello to you. I probably won't get on again for Christmas. Might be a bit too fresh. But I'm going to wish first you and yours everything. And secondly, I guess I could share one more thing before what happened in the 24-hour period. But what's happened in this Mercury retrograde period, because it does kind of relate to my mother. And the first story is that I found a letter. Now, if you know anything about Mercury retrograde, it's about redoing and information finding its way and making itself clear to you. And I've been an observer of Mercury retrograde for over 30 years. And I kind of, you know, I know the importance of acknowledging the information that it's bringing and how to move with it. That's the best way I could say. Definitely not move against it. So, and anyway, in this Mercury retrograde period that we're now in, that started on the 16th of November, that will go till the 6th of December, I found a letter that I had written when I was 27, and I just recently turned twice that age and a half. Well, I was 27 and a half when I wrote the letter, now I'm 55. And I had written a birthday letter to my mother before going to Paris for a hat party that I was putting on. I was doing a lot of promotion for a project I was doing at the time, and I was 27, and I was telling her, you know, words of advice and be, you know, positive about the next day. And things she told me, you know, remember today is the first day of the rest of your life, because it was going to be her 50th birth date. And I told her that I had a dream for us. You know, I was always like, to be honest, chasing success and or what I thought was success. And I said, I have this vision of you, mommy, my son, my oldest son, Victor, and myself on a king-size bed on an island. Because I knew my mother was, she always said she wanted to retire near the water, near the sea, which is one of the reasons that we found ourselves near the Red Sea, because I knew she wanted to be near water. And I wrote this 27 years ago. And the funny thing is when my son Victor visited us two Christmases gone, before he left, he actually fell asleep as we were all lying on this bed. And I remember distinctively saying to him, oh, come, before you leave, Victor, you have to lie on Oma, because my son is German. You have to lie on Oma's bed, and because it's so comfortable. And he did kind of just lie on the edge, because I was next to my mother. We were all three on this bed. And this is 2 years ago. At Christmas time. And when I read this letter dated 1991, where I had this vision of those three people being on a king-size bed on an island, which kind of represented near the water at the Red Sea, I just thought, wow, is that the power of intention? Is that the power of premonition? Whatever kind of power it is definitely something magical and special about that. And that's been kind of the theme for me, you know, even the numerology, because my mother passed on the 27th of July. I was 27 when I wrote the letter. My mother was 50. She passed away 27 years later at 77. And it was like, ooh. And I got married actually to my husband, the father of my son, who was on the bed on the 27th, the day that she passed, the date and day. So, yeah, and I have no, you know, I like, you know, I really don't believe I'm thinking of these things. I feel like this is happening to me, really, as long as I'm putting one foot in front of the other. But to clincher, let me tell you the clincher, the reason why I've, like, decided to share and come on and ramble with anyone who will listen is because what happened to me in the last 24 hours. Finally, get back to that. So I'm researching for my course. I'm really excited. You know, it's just perfect. I've been, you know, I've realized that if for me to do something, it has to be pretty. And I'm really happy because it's really pretty. It's explains what I want to explain. And I was just doing some last minute research. And my brand really came, you know, was really popular during the time of Dita Van Teese, and when people started wearing fascinators more, not just to weddings like they do now, but these little hats, these little mini hats, this burlesque time where I was making fascinators. I mean, Topshop picked me up because they're like, this Dita Van Teese thing is really big. And, you know, we need somebody to make fascinators and you make them and da-da-da. And we asked someone, dear friend of mine, Romeo Pierce, they're a very good brand. good friends, and they had a concession at Topshop, and they recommended me because Claudette makes these fascinators, and I always liked making these little mini hats. And oh, there's another little story connected to an African-American woman who made mini hats who loved magazines like me, but I digress. Anyway, that was my forte, these mini hats. Even though I'm a very skilled and I love felt, is my first love material, and I'm known for my felt hats as well. Okay, so I want to use, because I always also, mind you, whenever I do things on social media, especially when I'm a group, I always go back to the etymology of things. So I have to research something, think of things. So I was going back to the etymology of fascinators and found that I was thinking it was something about being fascinating, because that's all how I always saw it. But no, it comes from actually a cloth, like a handkerchief that was fastened at the chin. That's where the fascinator fastened come from, like to close in, which also means like to fascinate, to fix on, to set. But what I've discovered and double checked is that that wasn't called a fascinator in the 17th century, this kind of what they call handkerchief cloth that women would fasten in modesty around their face. It was called a cloud. And my nickname is Cloudette, and it was given to me by an ex-boyfriend after I told him I had written this cloud book, because basically I literally went from hat making, and when my mother got sick, I moved my hat shop. I had to move from my hat shop, and I moved all the hats into the flat, and I used to go up on the roof and look at the clouds. Long story, and ended up writing a book about clouds, and it kind of helped me deal with bereavement and a lot of things. And I told him about it. He goes, you should just change the A to your Claudette, and now you're Cloudette. And it kind of grew on me, because yeah, I never thought Cloudette, of course. I love clouds, you know, like I love hats. .com, which is the name of my website. But when I read and reread that fascinators were actually in the 17th century called a cloud, I just thought, well, you know, I must be doing something right, because I'm just being, I guess, you know, all the world's a stage and we are merely players, because I just feel like this role was written and I'm playing the part. I can't explain it any other way. So I wanted to share that with you. And I feel like it's a gift, because also, you know, researching, it's like one of the luckiest days of the year, and it's because Jupiter, this is astronomy, Jupiter is behind the sun and it's in alignment, which happens once a year, but it's happening during Mercury retrograde, and Mercury is also in this alignment. And they say it's really, I mean, that I can't explain it. This is such a gift. This is a gift for me. It just makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. It's a verification of that. And I was just wondering, you know, call in, has something special happened to you between Monday and Tuesday? And you know, it's still really strong because we've got Mercury conjunction today, I believe, because it's going retrograde, it'll be running into Jupiter. So whoo, it should be an interesting couple of weeks, but I know I felt like that is the biggest gift that I got, when I couldn't believe I saw the word cloud. And that used to be fascinating. I'm just finding out now, right? That is the funny thing. So I'm not going to go on. If this is like 15 minutes long, as you know, I'm not here a lot on this podcast. I shall be. I guess I'll come back. It'll be a good place, I guess, to do my little information about mindset and tell you a taster. But it's really about mindsets of creatives and people who work with their hands. And I'll be coming back to do that. And yes, I haven't cried for 2 weeks, in case you were curious, since my mother passed. Since I stopped crying every day since my mother passed. So complicated. But I'm slowly coming out of the mourning period, you could say. But I do miss her. We had a very special time, and I am so ever grateful for her presence and being able to spend that time with her. And no matter how hard it was at the time, it seemed impossible, but it was what it was. Yeah, that's enough. Happy new December soon and all that. Follow Life is a Hat Party on Twitter if you like. Follow this podcast, or if you're interested in the astronomy that I'm doing, it's called Sky Astrology with AKA Cloudette. I have a YouTube channel. I'm doing more YouTube channel. Just look at the youtube.com/AKA Cloudette, or Life is a Hat Party on Twitter and Instagram as well, AKA Cloudette. Yeah, Miss Cloudette. Okay, take care of yourselves. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Till next time. Hopefully soon. Ciao. Life is a hot party. Get your head in gear. Life is a hot party. I have no fear. Life is a hot party. Let your mind escape. Life is a hot party. Let your crown take shape. Let your crown take shape. Do you mind if I record you?
Yes.
Yeah. I love podcasts.
That's okay. Do you know which primer we used the last one?
It's all here. Is this a prime?
Let me ask. Oh, is it just a spray?
Yeah.
Which primer did you use then?
So, in preparation for the ABC Handmade by Me, my first online digital product, I will be doing a YouTube series where I will be opening up amazing advent calendars, because I was actually inspired by the advent calendars of Selfridges and Octagon and T2. And yeah, so you'll get to see what's in those advent calendars. But my product has 24 doors, like advent calendar, but it's for all year round. And it's just about opening up one door, having one lesson at a time, and one material from my collection of hat materials, which is actually what millinery means. Millinery is actually a name that came from the word Mylander, and Mylander is somebody from my land who sells haberdashery, sells feathers, flowers, straw, because back then people used to make a lot of their own hats, and you can too now. You just need to know the basic tools, which you will learn in my ABC Handmade by Me course. And the ABC Handmade by Me course is not just for millinery, it is also for anyone who likes to make things with their hands handmade. So I'm learning. Also, I'm getting a kind of mini lesson. I am getting to see how to put on makeup for the video that I'm going to do, because it's also going to be like the introduction, and I'm going to use this video quite a lot, so I want it to look really, really good. Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to take a little break, and then I'll be back with the instructor who is showing me how to do my eyes. I'll do this as a story somewhere, and then I'll let you see the photos. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.